I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock.
Hi, this is Bob Levy, Director of Legislative and Political Affairs for the National Association of Postal Supervisors. Welcome to this week's edition of NAPS Chat, a timely discussion of legislative, regulatory, and political issues that impact active and retired EAS-level postal employees. Today, I am joined by NAPS President Brian Wagner. President Wagner will update EAS employees on the ongoing fact-finding process, a statutory procedure triggered by the present impasse between NAPS and the Postal Service over compensation issues. As background, fact-finding is enshrined in Section 1004 of Title 39 of the U.S. Code, which is the law. Fact-finding was included in legislation introduced in 1980 by former Congressman Charles Wilson of California and former Senator Carl Levin of Michigan. It was signed into law by President Jimmy Carter. The bill was intended to provide EAS-level employees recourse should NAPS and the Postal Service reach an impasse in pay consultations. Now, it's a privilege for me to turn NAPS chat over to President Wagner to discuss fact-finding and the procedure as it's ongoing right now.
Thank you, Bob. You know, it is an honor that my first NAPS chat as national president, is to provide members with a brief update on the fact-finding process that we just completed this week. Now, for the record, this is the second time NAPS has sought fact-finding in accordance with Title 39. The first time was in June of 2012, when we were consulting on the FY 2011-2015 EAS pay decision. I do suggest members read my December 2018 Postal Supervisor article, where I explain the actual fact-finding process in depth. However, today's NAPS chat is a brief update on the timeline that follows after completing our actual fact-finding presentations this past week. Specifically, on December 10th and 11th at NAPS headquarters, NAPS challenged the pay and benefits package developed by the Postal Service for EAS managers and supervisors covering the FY 2016-19 period. NAPS and the Postal Service presented our respective cases to a three-member fact-finding panel from the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, also known as the FMCS, during the two-day hearing. Then the fact-finding panel, as part of this ongoing review of NAPS's challenge, has requested NAPS and the Postal Service to provide each, by January 10th of 2019, a post-hearing brief. Basically, what that means is written closing arguments. Then the panel will have 30 days to provide recommendations to the Postal Service on potential changes to the pay package. So we're looking at January 10th. Finally, the Postal Service then is required to take those recommendations into account and within 15 days issue a final decision on the EAS pay package and benefits. Now, specifically, January 10th is when the post-hearing briefs are due. The panel has 30 days to review them, and then the Postal Service will have 15 days. So, under this schedule, NAPS and our members could receive a final Postal Service EAS pay decision at the end of February 2019. Though a final FY16-19 EAS pay decision has been a long time coming, NAPS cannot rush or change the process. So we must remain patient and trust the process and the law, Title 39, that aims to assure a fair and reasonable pay package for our NAPS active members. I do want to thank our members for their patience and understanding as we await this final pay decision.
Now, Brian, this decision is going to come out right before LTS, and our folks are going to be in town. Could you spend some time talking about the importance of LTS and registering for LTS this year?
You know, Bob, after the midterm elections that we just had, it's so important right now that our members attend LTS. If I'm not mistaken, we have over, 100 freshman congressional leaders coming
right
into town.
In the House and Senate, there are 100 new members.
You know, Bob, we know that it's always challenging each year when we go onto the Hill to educate, you know, our current congressional leaders that have been there. They're all, things have changed. But today, more than ever, we need to be on the Hill to educate these new freshmen about the Postal Service and what it means for us to get postal reform and be able to put the post office back on financial stability.
Also gives a tremendous opportunity for NAPS members to educate these new members of Congress and returning members of Congress about the importance of supervisors to the operations of the Postal Service.
Oh, definitely. You know, in today's market, what we're seeing out there in the world, our members need to be educating their congressional leaders, not only here at Washington, D.C., but also back home in the congressional districts. This isn't just a one-time shot at LTS here in Washington, D.C. Even now, and when we get the LTS, and well after, our members need to be back in the congressional districts at home educating those congressional leaders about the Postal Service and the value that supervisors and managers and postmasters bring to the post office and making sure it runs efficient.
Right, and also in light of the recently released President's Task Force on the Postal Service, this gives us a tremendous opportunity to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly with regard to the task force recommendations at the time they're in for the LTS.
True. I mean, we definitely need to make sure that our congressional leaders understand the fact that new revenue can be generated through new services like beer and wine of delivery. We need to make sure that the post office has more flexibility in pricing. But we also make sure that the Congress doesn't look at privatizing the post office where they feel that, hey, a private sector can do a better job. Who caught these packages that were going in with the potential bombs that were in them? The postal employees did. Had a private sector been there, would they have caught that? I don't believe so. So in today's market and in today's environment, having the Postal Service there as the, what I call, the premier delivery service in our country is critical.
Great. Thank you so much, Brian. Now, before we sign off, I understand that you usually give your flavor of the day. So what is your flavor today?
Well, flavor of the day for me is peppermint bark.
Peppermint bark, everyone.
I love peppermint during this time of season.
So go out to your Friendly's ice cream parlor or Baskin-Robbins and look for peppermint-flavored ice cream so you could be having the same ice cream as your president has today.
Thank you very much, Bob.
With that, that's all the time we have today. Thank you, Brian, for joining us. So until next week.
And write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words so sweet. They're gonna